There are 468 stations in the New York City subway system, and as storyteller Mitch Myers discovered, you never know what you might find when you pass through one of them.
Last fall, I was in New York City attending a jazz conference in Midtown Manhattan. On the first day of the conference, I walked over to the subway station on 14th Street and 6th Avenue to take the F train up to Rockefeller Center. As I stood down the subway waiting for a train, I was preoccupied with getting to where the action was. I kept staring into the dark tunnel, eager for any sign of an oncoming train. It took a while, but I became aware of a musician playing down there on the subway platform. The first thing I noticed was a distinctive guitar sound. The picking reminded me of Neil Young back in his early days. Well, then I realized that it was a woman singing. Finally, I heard the words to her song. The lyrics resonated with the feelings I'd been having all morning. She was singing about being in a rush and waiting on a train.
Waiting on a train, staring at the track, looking into the tunnel for the light back. Tension is building in the crowd as it packs, as we all stand.
I was transfixed. The singer had expressed my experience to a T. Her voice was clear and strong, and I quickly forgot all about my destination. I was caught up in the moment and walked closer, throwing a dollar into her guitar case. Right then I felt the F train approaching. It was just the way she described it. A sudden draft, a rumble, and finally a light down in the tunnel. The train came to a stop and opened its doors. I boarded, hesitating for just a moment before stepping onto the subway car. The doors closed behind me and I turned back to face the musician. She was still singing and she gave me a nod. As soon as we finally started moving, I realized that I was completely haunted by this song. And as the train hurtled uptown, I got more depressed with every stop. Here I'd been in such a hurry to attend some music conference that I'd abandoned a real live experience that actually touched my soul. So when I finally arrived at Rockefeller Plaza, I got out. Then I ran up the stairs, crossed over the platform, ran down the stairs, took an F train all the way back to 14th Street, got out, ran up the stairs, crossed over again, and ran back down to where I had begun. I was hoping that she was still there.
Our commentator is Mitch Myers. The music is by Kathleen Mock. She's been performing in New York subways for nearly 20 years. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.